You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. The Quebec government will review its recently released flood zones maps after developers and municipalities questioned the amount of land on which construction would be prohibited. The maps indicate areas at risk of flooding as special intervention zones. Based on the flood zone maps, construction and rebuilding would be paused in up to 813 municipalities and thousands of homes. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that the federal government will give $1.3 billion for the extension of the Montreal Metro's Blue Line. The overall cost of adding five new metro stops eastbound, which will span 5.8 kilometers, are still being calculated. With preparatory work already underway, the project is set to be completed by 2026. Representatives of student unions from two Hong Kong universities turned down an invitation from city leader Carrie Lam to privately discuss her proposed bill, which would have suspects of crime extradited to mainland China. The student leaders believe the invitation is a public relations stunt, following Lam's pledge to do a better job at listening to the voices of young people. The students insisted that meetings with Lam should be public to ensure transparency about what was discussed. To hear the news and learn more about the CJLO news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Free at last.
Free at last.
Free at last. This is what Free at Last by Pup sounds like.
I was kissing your salty lips.
We're throwing no shots.
That was right below, and you were
So this is a video by Pup, and it looks like a bunch of amateur musicians are playing their song. We'll see what happens. It's the official video, so it's going to make sense soon.
You special, it doesn't make you special,
it does make you special.
Here we go.
What are you blowing? You are shit.
Hello, welcome to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm DJ Jerry, and this is the Audio Pen Pals.
And this is Claudia Rocks.
And Grills. We are transmitting from 1690 AM in Montreal.
And we got two Audio Pen Pals that are not here. Three Audio Pen Pals that are not here today.
So the audio...
One has something that he had to do, and the other two are just taking a break.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the reason, you know, because we're a team no matter where we are. Let's just say that the show is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. We're thankful for their support. And we want to give a big shout out to our pen pals that are not physically with us in the studio today, namely DJ Julie Perry.
And DJ Big Peter.
Big DJ Peter and...
Gundam Sea Destiny.
So shout outs to all and to...
Our missing other one?
Well, he's not missing. He's very well located, but we miss him anyway. DJ Tam and his parents.
And on today's show.
Yes.
And on today's show.
Oh, yes, on today's show.
We are going to talk about...
Why is everybody looking at me?
Okay,
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at Claudia since Claudia brought up.
Today's show, we're going to talk about Julie's play.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about three kids that had cancer.
Which I was trying to get in the first place when I was referring
and,
to that.
I forget the last topic.
So we'll start with the play. As our viewers are very well aware by now,
viewers, listeners,
it's all the same thing. They're viewing our meteoric rise to stardom. We support the I Can Dream
Theater.
Thank you. They put on productions, theatrical and musical,
every single year,
and the performers.
Including our own DJ Julie Perry.
The performers are individuals living with disabilities, so it's a great community to be a part of, and it's a great oeuvre to support.
Yes, and I know the feeling because I've done a play.
The feeling stays with you, eh? It's got carryover effect.
I did Romeo and Juliet, and it was amazing.
On Dante Street?
Yeah.
No.
No, sorry, my bad.
Yes.
No.
Okay, we don't have to argue about plays from years past. The main
this was from 2005 to 2006.
I know, that's when we met.
And I...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And I did the play at Summit School. And we can... I forget where he hosted it, but I did... Actually, was at the theater down here.
Mm.
The Oscar Peterson.
Wow.
And we had, at the end, we all had to wear jeans and a collared t-shirt at the end of the play. And some of us had maracas in our hand.
But going beyond that, how did it make you feel knowing that you had the support of your local neighborhood?
I had not just that, but I had my parents there. And the tickets were $20.
Wow. What a time to be alive.
And it was... I was more scared then doing it than I would have been now.
So you're saying that people should support endeavors such as this?
I think people should show support all the time for them, because it's a thing that comes once in your lifetime, and only once in your lifetime, and you should do it as long as you're happy.
Well, it could be argued that it comes multiple times in your lifetime, but you should definitely treat it as if it doesn't, you know, seize the day.
I say, yeah, but... You don't know how long you're going to do it, so if you do it once, or maybe twice, or maybe the rest of your life. And for me, it was a one-time thing because after I had to have a pacemaker, and after that, and my father didn't want me doing it after that.
So...
And so I had to give up my dreams.
Well, I mean, if I could reframe that for you, you can't close a door without a window opening somewhere else.
Yeah, basically. So I wasn't allowed to have big parts in a play. If I couldn't have big parts in a play, I basically didn't want to do it.
Well, maybe you could manage your expectations regarding the size of the part that you play and see how that goes.
I really didn't want to do it, so I said, no point.
So you're saying that if you don't have a principal role in the play, it's not worth it for you to...
Yeah, because I say, if I can do it, I know when I'm tired, I know when I can't do it anymore. I should know those things. Why does somebody else have to tell me?
Well, I guess that makes it even more important for people to go out and buy tickets for the I Can Dream Theater's productions, you know, to show that we all can make those decisions for ourselves, you know, what our limits are. How do people get tickets if they're interested?
Which we thought would be...
We can go up... There's a website. IcanDream.com.
If it's not...
I thought it was IcanDreamTheater.com.
It might be IcanDreamTheater, like with a theaterre.com. But in case I'm wrong, you're just going to want to put it into your
Google Drive.
Your Google, you ask Jeeves, Bing.
Or your search engine.
Even the search engine these days, you know, they can do great things with correcting your typing errors.
Yes.
Trust me.
Oh, but, okay.
So we're going to come right back to you with the children who are ill. In the meantime, enjoy...
The song.
Well, commercial, song, same thing.
Whatever.
The 33rd edition of the International Nuit d'Afrique Festival invites you on a global musical journey from the 9th to the 21st of July. Do not miss Salif Keita, the golden voice of Mali, Ja 9, the Jamaican reggae diva, Songhoi Blues and their Desert Blues, and also Dabi Touré, Elida Almeida, Jelly Tapa, Imarhan, and many others. Visit festivalnuitdafrique.com for the complete programming lineup.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganagahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganagaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
FemAM is Concordia's only feminist talk show. We shed light on gender issues in your community that affect you through interviews and discussions. Give us a listen every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. only on CGLO 1690 AM.
Yo! tirer, yo, balancer, yo. Peut-être qu'ils disent ça quoi que gros bouillet, yo. Mais d'un moment, c'est nous, puis bon, c'est pas dans les noms, pas dans les mots motivés, vrai. Normalité fait claquer son. Tout Paris la prend béton. Tout le monde a bougé, y'a des bambochés. Marché pas DJ, Paris décomplexé, démasqué, tout le jugé, les mains. Les mains, on les voit les danser. Les mains passées qui les font vibrer. On les veut au cabapé, j't'en
veux. C'est dans la ville, payez, moi, t'as des nomadiques. Obligé de veiller. C'est dans la ville, payez, moi, t'as des nomadiques. Obligé de veiller. C'est Tiginem, t'es moi dans des dommages. M'obligé de veiller. C'est Tiginem, t'es moi dans des dommages. M'obligé de
Live by your heart. girl, do whatever you want. Life is so much better when you're having fun. Make joy and love take precedence over work and other commitments. Life is more than just surviving. Yeah, reach for the stars.
Welcome back to CJLO 1690 AM, and you're still listening to the Audio Pen Pals, and I'm DJ Jerry, your host.
I'm DJ Claudia Rocks.
And DJ Grills.
So,
we're brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. They've been kind enough to come in and get us a bunch of...
Redecorate the board.
We have Braille all over everything now.
Yes.
With the exemption of the board, I think. With the exemption of the board, I think.
Well, actually, no. The board itself, it's got their clear stickers, and they have Braille.
They're actually, they're stickers.
They're stickers, excuse me.
They're stickers that
On the microphones.
Were used on a Braille typewriter, and they wrote the name.
But
but these ones don't.
I don't think anyone really uses the ones up top, so it would just be kind of a overkill.
Just the mics, maybe.
And the mics have it too, so if you know any DJs that are either legally blind or have a visual impairment and want to get involved with community radio, they don't even need to read Braille. It's like you can pick it up on the spot. Here, anyway, you can learn enough Braille to operate the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it says mic on the top.
Yeah, it says mic, and it also, yeah, we want to open it up. You know, if anyone ever wants to join, support the Audio Pen Pals, we got to...
Send an email to...
Yeah, you can hit us up at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com.
Or...
find us on Facebook, or call... or text us in the studio
at
514-848-7471. Thank you, Jerry. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And we're also looking forward to, you know, playing your music and stuff. We play a lot of Canadian content, a lot of new music here on the show.
And a lot of new people can seriously add music, stories, or something, right?
Yeah, poetry, song.
I didn't say poetry. I just said info.
Okay, absolutely no poetry. Some information or some music.
Or both.
Anything you have recorded, send it to us and we'll feature you on one of our upcoming episodes.
Or if you're being a suggested person being on the show.
If you want to be on the show, you know, our main target is like you get a bump to the top of the list if you... our LGBT plus person of color, if you have
no,
a disability.
That's not true. Everything else maybe, but well, that's not true.
I mean, not that like we're not guaranteeing that everything in your life is going to go better, but we might prioritize you over like a cisgender hetero artist.
Oh, people, Jerry, don't, it's not nice, you know.
I didn't mean that, Claudia. I was referring to what he's referring to.
Okay.
So we wanted to talk to you about a film called Raining in My Heart. According to the internet, it tells the heartwarming story of three extraordinary children at the forefront of cancer research.
Yes, they ended up using a new drug, a new type of medicine that was given to them by their doctor. And they offered to take it, but two of them
might have died.
Didn't survive. I would like to use. I don't like to use the word died. I like to say they didn't survive.
I did not say where die. I just said.
I like to say they didn't.
So after they shrugged off their mortal coil, what happened then?
One of the mothers gave a nice funeral with a pink box and pink balloons, everything in pink, even a horse and carriage.
A horse in pink?
No, the horse wasn't pink, the horse was white, okay. But a carriage carried her out, and then they saluted her with balloons. They tossed the balloons in the air, and they... said that this is what she would have wanted, for us to toss the balloons in the air, and so they did.
So.
And then that's how they let her soul go.
So if you want to get involved in helping out with any sort of research like that, I guess I wouldn't even know where to start. Call Hema Quebec. You can go and donate like plasma and platelets and other like blood products through them pretty often, every 2 weeks. I just went there today, actually. Very smooth procedure. And they take your bodily fluids and they give it to somebody who is in need. And I think that's pretty cool. While I was there, they invited me to join a stem cell registry, which you can do before your 34th birthday. And from that, they might call me at any point until age 65 to give a donation of
stem cell research.
Yeah, to donate my stem cells to a person And I think that'd be pretty cool, because I heard a story about a child that had a very aggressive cancer. They tried so many different chemotherapy, radiation treatment, nothing was really working. And the cancer had spread to, let's call it 75% of his body. When they started using stem cells, they found in a frozen umbilical cord. Not sure the circumstances behind that, but they started giving these new treatments to the child. Just like that, cancer-free, no remission, yes remission, no relapse, benign, negative results.
The little girl had made it, but the boy ended up, after a couple of months later, in November, I think 12, he ended up passing away. And he didn't live like he wanted to. He always told his parents that he wanted to live like a grown-up and have a girlfriend of his own and have a house and someday and live on his own, but he didn't make it.
Well, we gotta do our best to support those children with cancer, because...
And his sister ended up giving her cells to her brother. Because he had... he needed the cells from his sister so he can get better.
All they want is to just live more.
And to tell you the truth, I feel for those people because I lost my best friend and in 2012 and from cancer in the brain. And when I heard that, I just fell down and cried. I ran into my room and then I ran upstairs. I told my father what happened, and then he didn't want to believe me when I said it. But when I told him what happened, he's like... And I asked him nicely, "Daddy, I want to go and say goodbye. Because she was my best friend. And you cannot say goodbye to your best friend. You can't. You know? It's like... It's like not going to say bye to your dog or your mother or your father."
We thank you for sharing that with us.
And so I'm going to move on.
Before we do, though, just if any of our listeners ever, you know, want to talk to us about something that they're going through, you know, you can call us there, text us if you're more comfortable, 848-7471. Whether you want to be on the air, that's up to you, but if
or
you...
Or text would be a lot nice.
Text or even, you know, call. It's like, you don't have to go on the air, but if you just, if you got something on your chest that you need to get it out, we have trained listeners on the site, to kind of, like, go through that with you. And even though, you know, we're on the episode, we have some interviews here and there. We play some songs. Primarily, our main
goal,
our mission is to be there for you. So keep that in mind and give us a call if you need us. With that being said, here's a song.
Yawano guidona, guidona. Espinago, quenon espinago.
This July, community radios across Canada are proud to present the 5th annual Surround Sound Radio Documentary Festival. Tune in every week to hear interesting, thought-provoking, and heartfelt radio documentaries by producers from across Canada and beyond. For more information on the festival and specific airing times in your city, head to our website at www.surroundsoundfest.com.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
All day, every day, We was on that block until we made a way. All day, yeah, that's the only way. And they gon' know my name until they fade away. Fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until they fade away. Fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until they fade away. Put in the 7-5, raising the 9-2. Educated in the 301, found myself in the 202. And I'm in the 514, west side, yeah, that's what's up. Trying to take up the wall that I'm taking my time, cause I ain't in a rush. I gotta do this shit right, you know I gotta work hard, cause I ain't about to lose sight of the goals I've set up this far. Yeah, you heard me, first chance got to win or grab me, watch me. I don't care if they don't like me, I'ma make them feel like they're using me. Yeah, cause I'm flyer than most, gold mine under my snapback. I'ma take up the wall one heart at a time, and then never going back to what it used to be. I'm stepping in this game to make history, I ain't even there yet. But can't you smell that victory already, yeah? Fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until they fade away. Fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until they fade away. Fade away, fade away. They gon' know my name until they fade away. Fade away, yeah, fade away. They gon' know my name until they fade away.
I can see in the future, so I'm taking it slow and wasting my time. That's a Raven 2.0, cause Lord knows that we need a new one. I got visions, visions, visions of success. Every hour of work that I put in, I'ma see it in the check-in. No, I made it my best friend, yeah, cause my life was getting lonely and I needed a new friend. So I brought my enemy closer cause I wanna keep an eye on it. I know myself much better, I ain't giving up cause I know I'ma make it. That's right, future so bright is blinding. Lucas, Charlie, Rose, remember the name cause about to hear it a lot. Hey, y'all gon' be hating me, I'm tired of this trans dude. He ain't brave, he ain't in the military, but I'm at war against procrastination. I'll sleep when I'm dead cause I got way too much ambition, yeah.
You're still listening to CJLO 1690 AM with
Claudia Rocks
and Grill.
I'm going away to camp for a few weeks.
A few weeks, a few days.
That's cool. Are you camping in the backwoods or are you going to...
Nowhere. I'm going away to camp and my educator's going to take me.
That's pretty cool. What are you looking forward to the most?
I don't know, because it's somewhere new, and I haven't been there, but I've been to the other camp that I went to last year with Canadian Tire. It's in French.
Jumpstart?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
But it's in French. They call it in French. I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, you understand French.
I do, but I just don't know how to read French.
I'm sure with a little practice you could remedy that.
I can. And another thing I would like to say. Last Sunday, my little Noah got so dirty that he had to get changed.
Your nephew?
Yeah, he got really dirty. He was like filled with mud.
I got pictures
of it.
How do you know it was mud?
Well, not mud. It's like, it was in the sandbox, and it's all the sand was wet.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And it got all over him.
I think I know what you meant, but the way you're expressing it is not what you're thinking.
Me and my brothers were kids.
Yeah, I misunderstood.
Me and my brothers were kids. And my sisters.
You were...
Yeah, when I was a kid, my brother was a kid, my sisters.
Yeah.
And my other two brothers were kids. So we have a sandbox that we gave it to Noah to play with.
Oh, so it's the sandbox is like a family heirloom.
Yes. So it was wet that day, and it got wet somehow.
Let's not go into that.
And he went in it, and he sat in it, and it got all over his Toy Story outfit.
As babies are wont to do.
And Leah's like, it's okay. I'll change him after.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
And I'm going to say my goodbyes now.
Unless Grills has something up first.
Not really. I just wanted to say stay tuned for the Groove Masters.
So how was your vacation, Grills?
Which we still have time for before that.
It was really nice. I was traveling a little bit. I went to Ontario and then to Portugal. I saw many things.
See any good birds?
I saw a peacock. It came right up and ate out of my hand.
What? Yeah.
Out of your nose?
No, out of my hand.
Oh, I heard out of your nose.
No, the peacock didn't eat out of my nose, but I shake my butt at the peacock and made him fan his feathers. So
that
would
have been a good picture.
Yeah, really great picture.
And it's nice to go to another culture and to like to make yourself the minority, you know, if you're not already. Jerry's calling timeout.
No,
so.
No, both me and Claudia know what we're talking about because too bad Grills didn't see that I'm wearing the answer he's thinking of. Oh, what is this location?
Dépanneur du coin La Grande Ruée du Plaisir en Famille.
Because apparently the week that he was on vacation, I didn't go.
The royal we.
The other royal we, meaning the one that Allison did, I explained what this event was. But Claudia couldn't go because she was too tired that weekend.
So yeah, I mean, the only thing that was bad about my trip is that it cut right into Queer Pride Month. So I didn't get like a full Pride Month, but that's okay because I don't know if
he got the day afterwards.
Well, I want to extend it as far as it'll go. Like, let's see how far into July. I mean, I
June.
Think that's okay. Well, let's bring it into July. Like every month. I mean, we can't say every month should be that or this, but I mean, we shouldn't just because June's over. You know, don't stop supporting like queer artists.
The one we just heard.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know, we've been playing a lot of like Strange Fruits, Lucas, Charlie, Rose. Because, you know, we care so much about them and because they're doing such great things.
And how did Strange Fruits get in the subject?
Because it's their 5-year fruitiversary. Congratulations, friends.
Yep.
So that...
To say.
That's all I had. I don't know about the rest of you.
I'm just going to say goodbye. And
which would be better
I'm
now.
I'm going to say... Good to have the rest of the gang with us
in spirit.
When they're here.
Yep. A shout out to the rest of the Audio Pen Pals. Shout out to Concordia Council for Student Life. Shout out to extending Queer Pride as long as we can.
And
Jerry.
Grills.
Leo Purick, everybody.